The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Bava Kama has been graciously dedicated by Rav Tzvi Reisman and family, Le'ilui Nishmas, his esteemed father, Harav Yehoshua Heschel Reisman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an Eloi to his neshama.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire Masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Bava Kama Daf Tezayin. Many times we are faced with a dilemma, an ethical dilemma as well as a halachic dilemma. Many times we're in shul or we're in the store on the street and we're approached by an interesting looking fellow who's soliciting funds, asking for a handout, for tzedakah. Many times in shul we'll see people who obviously just put on a yarmulke just so that they would be able to solicit funds from Orthodox Jews, from a Yidden. And the question is, you know, on the one hand, it looks like they talk and need the money. We don't know exactly what they're going to do with the funds. I'm sure they have some habits that are less than noteworthy, substance abuse, etc. And the question is, do we give these people, maybe they're Jewish, most probably they're Jewish, or is it better not to? Should we give them a little bit? How do we react? The Gemara in today's daf, in Tazayin Amud Beis, brings down a pasuk in Yirmiyah. We all know that Yirmiyah Hanavi, when he was saying he was giving Teichacha Musar to his door, to his generation, to his people, he was faced with many, many obstacles, and many people stood in his way and tried to get him in trouble and tried to say lies about him. The Gemara brings down the pasuk, Ki karu sheichel lelachdeni, opachem tom leragli, that the machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, some say they were choshed him for Eishes Ish or for Zayna. There's a lot of mighty shemras being said about Yirmiyah Hanavi. And Yirmiyah Hanavi in Perek Yudches calls out to the Rabbeinu Shloilam and gives a curse to these people who are trying to be put a litzonis to his techacha. And he says, Yiu mukhsholim lefonecha be'eis apecha. Omer Yirmiyah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirmiyah said to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Afil b'shoah sha'oisin tzedakah, even when these inshid le'mali, these people, these terrible people, as the Rashi says in Baba Basra, that we're talking about anshi anosois, these were people that were terrible people that were trying to ruin Klal Yisrael, even when they do tzedakah, when they do the mitzvah, Yirmiyah was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, echshilam b'bnei odom she'enun muhogonim. Please, Rabbi Shalom, put in front of these nice night stalker, these people that are not bad people, put in front of them anoshim she'enem u'gonim, people who are not worthy of accepting stalker, k'deish li'yikabel aleim schar. My curse to them is that even when they do mitzvahs, they should not get schar for their mitzvahs. And the example that's given is that Rabbi Shalom, please put in front of these people when they give stalker, put in front of them anoshim she'enem u'gonim, people are not bad people, people who are not righteous people. We see from here, from the Gemara says, "Kedei shelo yikabel aleim schar." If you give tzedakah to a person who's not worthy, who's a bad person, who's not a yorei shemayim, you do not get schar for such a thing, and we'll see later on why. Now the Rabbeinu Yoino in Brachas on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph in the eighth parak of Brachas, Rabbeinu Yoino brings down on the Gemara. The Gemara says, "La'itin adam prusa l'shamish elam ken yodeh boi shenat l'yodav." A person should not give a piece of bread to a shamish, to a waiter, unless you know that he washed his hands. So Rabbeinu Yoino says, "Yesh l'meidim ikan." One can be medayik and can learn out from here She'ein roi losis lechol. A person should not give food to eat. Elo mishi yodea boi sheyavarech. Unless he knows that he's going to wash his hands and also that he's going to say a broch on the food. Says Rebbeinu Yoyne v'nira. It seems to Rebbeinu Yoyne shekivon shemiskaven lasis mitzvah. She'noisim etor estoka mutter. If he does, if he's not giving it just to give food, but rather he has in mind to give tzedakah to this person, so then it's okay. Ask the achronim. From this Rebbeinu Yoyne, it seems to be that even though we're giving tzedakah to a person that seems to be a noshim she'enam hu gonim, he does not make a bracha, he does not wash his hands, he's not a yori shemayim, a person who adheres to the halacha, still we see it is considered tzedakah. It does have the gather of tzedakah, and therefore Rebbeinu Yoyne says that even though a person really should not give this person to eat, but for tzedakah he's allowed to. Rebbeinu Yoyne seems to be saying that even though it seems that he's a noshim she'enam hu gonim, he still should get tzedakah. The Nebuka Yosef over here in Baba Kama says as follows, that if you know for sure that he's a bad person, he's not worthy, then there's no mitzvah. However, if you're not sure if he's worthy or not, so then there's still a mitzvah to get tzedakah, and if a person gives tzedakah, even if aliba de emes, he's not worthy, the recipient is not worthy, still the mitzvah of tzedakah he does receive. Seemingly, the reason why this is true is because there's a klal, there's a maimon chazal, a klal gadol, that machshava toiva, kodesh baruch hu mitzdarf l'maisa. If you're doing good, if you're trying to do a mitzvah, Hashem makes the mitzvah. Even if you end up not doing the mitzvah, Hashem considers it as if it is done. So if a person is not clear, is this person worthy of receiving tzedakah? Is he a chashav person? Or is he a person that's considered anoshim she'enom muhugonim? And he gives tzedakah l'shem shemayim, he will get the mitzvah. The question is, two questions. First of all, in our Gemara, it seems that Yirmiyahu was asking the Rabbeinu Shlalom to please put in front of these people that were bothering him, anoshim she'enom muhugonim, people that are not worthy of receiving tzedakah, so that they should not get the schar, they should not get the reward of giving tzedakah. And it seems like the donors in this case thought that they were giving to fine people. Nechsholim, the Gemara uses the word nechsholim, you should trip them up, you should put in front of them these people so that they shouldn't receive the schar. But the noisnei tzedakah, the people who are giving the tzedakah in this case, seem to think that they're doing the right thing, that they're giving it to people who are worthy. So if it's true, like we just said, in the machshava toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzdarf l'maisa, that if as long as you think that maybe he's a good person, you don't have to check into it, you can just give it with the assumption that he's a fine person, even if it ends up not being a fine person, still you're going to get the mitzvah. In our Gemara, What was Yirmiyah asking of the Rabbeinu Shlalom to please put in front of them anashim she'enam mogonim and be machshil them and trip them up and make them give to people that are not worthy? It seems that they would think that they are worthy, so they would get the tzedakah. And also, there's another Gemara that says that if a person, that's one question. The second question is, there's a Gemara that says that if a person, if a goy wants to give tzedakah, so under certain circumstances, you may accept a tzedakah, but you should give it out to goyim, even if they wanted you be'etzim to give it to yidden, they wanted you to give it to Jews. But you should give it to goyim so that the non-Jewish donor should not receive reward, and thereby Klal Yisrael would lose their chance for the Geula. The more reward that the Goyim have, the harder it is for us to have to bring Mashiach. So the Gemara says, give it instead to non-Jews, and thereby the donors, the non-Jewish donors, will not receive the reward that a nice in tzedakah receives, and therefore the Geula will come quicker. It seems again that in this case, the donors, the non-Jewish donors, were giving it and they had in mind to give it to Jews, even if we turn around and give it to non-Jews, we say in such a case that you do get the mitzvah. So the answer to the second question is quite simple. We know the halacha is by goyim, by a non-Jew, ein hakadosh baruch hu mitztaref machshava lemaisa. A non-Jew, a person, Hashem does not make his machshava, even if he has machshava toiva, but if it does not end up being consummated and actually being executed as a mitzvah, so it's not considered a mitzvah. Only by Yidin Hashem considers his good intent to be a mitzvah. And as far as the pasuk in Yirmiyah, when Yirmiyah said that these Jews should their punishment should be that they, when they give tzedakah, they should end up giving to Jews, the people that are enam hugonim, although their intent was to give it to anashim hugonim, in this case, there would be no mitzvah and there would be no concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitztaref L'maisa. The reason is as follows. Rav Elchanan Wasserman, in the end of Koyvis HaOretz, he has a section that's called Dugmois Lebiurei Agodos Al Derech HaPshat. He has a few ma'amorim that deal with explaining Divrei Agoda, not Halacha, but Divrei Agoda. In Perek Gimel Ois Dalid, he brings our Gemara and Dafta Zainim at Beis, and he asks the question, why do these people not receive the reward? Since their intent was good, even if Hashem would put in front of them Anashim She'enam Muhuganim, but since their intent was to give tzedakah to the correct people, they should get the schar of a nice in tzedakah. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says that by Asiyas Mitzvahs, a big yisoid by Asiyas Mitzvahs, there's two sections and two parts to every mitzvah. There's the Ratzon Hashem, the actual Maisa, the Maisa Mitzvah, and then there's the Tikkun that a person does when he does the machshava, when he has in mind to serve his Creator, to serve the Rabbeinu Shlomo. He says that we find that each one of these concepts, both the actual action of the mitzvah and also the intent, the machshava of the mitzvah, each stand alone by Jews. We know that that there are some shittas that hold that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. A person can be blowing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah just to play a nice song, tekeir l'shir, and yet he's mekayim the mitzvah of shofar even though he had no intent of being mekayim the mitzvah. Mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. You have the maisa mitzvah, but you don't have the machshav of the mitzvah. You don't have the hearts of the mitzvah. And who are the fakert? The Gemara we just mentioned. If a person has a machshava toiva, even though it doesn't end up being a maisa mitzvah, l'moshel, a person puts on tefillin all his life, and at the age of 80, he realizes that these tefillin that he's been wearing had never had parshiyos inside of them, and they were not real tefillin. So we don't have a maisa mitzvah. He'd been putting on these black boxes for years, but those aren't tefillin because there's no klaf inside. But you have the machshava toiva. Every time he put on those tefillin, he had in mind, and he said the shem yichud, and he had in mind that he's about to do a mitzvah. So the machshava you have, each one is in and of itself, is something. Says Rav Elchanan, in our case by Yirmiyah, the Rashi in Baba Basra says, they were talking about anosois, people who are terrible people. The noisnei tzedakah, the donors, in our case, are terrible people. There were people who were roidif Yirmiyah, and they were giving tzedakah shaloi lishma. We know that if a person gives tzedakah manas shiyichya bini, a person gives a donation, that he wants, with this donation, his son, his sick child, should continue to live, it's considered tzedakah. Says Rav Elchanan, yes, it's considered tzedakah, if it ends up being a maisa mitzvah. Means the intent you don't have, but at least you have the maisa mitzvah. You're giving it to a person who's worthy of receiving tzedakah. But as we just mentioned, if you give it to anoshim she'eino mugonim, if the Rabbanu Shalom would take put in front of these people who are not worthy to receive tzedakah, people who are not shomer toiru mitzvahs, So then, these Anshe Anosois, they don't have in mind to give tzedakah. They're giving tzedakah for kavod reasons. They're giving tzedakah to have their name, the plaque on the wall, which is also something. But it's only something if it ends up going to the proper address. In other words, if you give tzedakah l'shmo, l'shem, the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, even if it ends up by accident going to somebody who's not worthy, you have the machshevas ha-mitzvah. If you give tzedakah just to have your name on a wall for the purposes of honor and kavod, so then if it ends up going to a good place, so you have the maisa mitzvah, you gave tzedakah, even though your intent was not 100%, but you gave tzedakah to the proper place. Says Rabbi Chora, in this case, the Anshe Anosois were giving tzedakah just for the purposes of kavod, and just to show off and for the wrong purposes. Elamai, but at least they had the maisa mitzvah. Says Yirmiyah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please place in front of them Anoshim She'enim Ugonim. So therefore, they won't have the intent of the tzedakah, and they also won't have the maisa mitzvah, because the tzedakah is going to end up going to people who are not worthy. So in summation, according to Rabbi Chanan, if a person gives tzedakah shalei l'shma, he gets a mitzvah if it goes to the right place. If he gives it shalei l'shma and it goes to the wrong place, he does not get a mitzvah. The question is, why shouldn't a person give tzedakah to anoshim she'enim ugonim? After all, they're Jewish, they're poor, they're aniyim. What's wrong with giving tzedakah to somebody who's not a shomer Torah mitzvah, who's a person that's not righteous, he's not a good person? The Sefer Chassidim in Simen Samach Aleph says that if a person ends up giving to people who are not worthy, the problem here is, it's going to be, not only is it not a good thing to do, but it's a terrible thing to do. Shenachshav loy la'ovoin, says the Sefer Chassidim. Kishu noisin lepritzim, v'noisin lahem esneni zonois. You're going to give money to people who are on drugs, and people who are drinking, and people who are using this money for terrible purposes. You're going to have a chelik in those actions. If they're going to use this money to buy food, to eat without a brocha, and to be mechal Hashem Shemayim and to do terrible aveiros, you're going to have a chelik in that aveira, and therefore that's why you should not give tzedakah to anoshim she'enim ugonim. The Pnei Shleim in Baba Basra says a different reason. The Pnei Shleim in Baba Basra says an unbelievable yisoy that's kedai for us to know. He says there are two types of poor people in the world. The Gemara says that why did Hashem give they asked Rabbi Akiva, if Hashem, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem loves the Aniyim. If Hashem loves the Aniyim, so why does it make them poor? Says Rabbi Akiva, the reason why he makes them poor is in order to give us schar. So that we'll have somebody to give tzedakah to, and thereby we will get a mitzvah of tzedakah. The says the Pnei Shleima that there are two types of poor people. There are the people that are anoshim hugon and people who are righteous and worthy. And the question is, very simply, if they're so righteous, why are they poor? To that the answer is so that we can get a mitzvah. However, there are many people out there that the reason why they're poor is because their Rebbeinu Shem wants them to be poor, because it's a punishment for their sins, for their aveiros. Says the Pnei Shleima, an unbelievable yisoy, that if he wouldn't say it, we wouldn't be able to say it ourselves. Those people, says the Bnei Shleima, we are not supposed to give tzedakah to, because the Rebbeinu Shleima wants them to be poor, and he made them poor on purpose. He didn't make them poor so that we should have a mitzvah to give them. He made them poor because he wants them to be poor. Who are we to step in? Who are we to step in and ruin the Rebbeinu Shleima's plans? The plan is that they should be poor, and we're not supposed to give them tzedakah. According to the Bnei Shleima, it's a different reason why we don't give Anoshim She'enim Ugonim, because there's no mitzvah. Hashem does not want us to feed the people who he made poor for an einish. Hashem wants us to feed only the people who he made poor, because only to be a funnel for us to do mitzvahs, for us to get schar for nesinas tzedakah. Asks the Pnei Shleima, how does one know when he's faced with an ani comes to the door? He looks pretty okay. He's wearing a black hat and a jacket. He looks okay. How do we know if he's considered a person who's mehuganim, a mehugan, or he's from the cat of people that are anoshim she'enim mehuganim? Says the Bnei Shloima a very interesting thing. V'hine, I'll quote a lashon. V'hine zeh simen toiv ba'adam shu baishon. How do you know if he's a person who's righteous, is worthy of receiving? If the ani comes to the door and he's embarrassed, and he's a baishon, he's an onov. Like it says, like Chazal say, boishes ponim l'gan eden. Ve'inenu haroyos, we always see, says the Bnei Shloima. We see some aniyim come in with the whole pride, very loud, demanding stalker. They're not embarrassed at all. They argue about how much you give them. And they take the money away from you with the force and they pressure until you give them what they're asking for. The people who act in such a manner, it's a proof to us that they are considered anashim she'ena mehugonim u'masha HaKadosh Baruch Hu ena mefarnasom zeh b'shvil chato'om. And the reason why Hashem is not giving them parnasa is because of their sins. Aval oni ha'mizbayish, if a person comes in, knocks on the door with anivus and he asks for a donation, zeh simen shu odom kosher. That shows that he's an Adam Kosher, Masha Kosh Boch, and Mefarnas Ezeo Kadesh Niska Ono, that we should have the schutz to support such a person. Alidea Tzok Shanoisim Loi. Val Zeo Ani Shaykh Loi Masha Shur Nitzach Labriyas Dafka. In summation, we have to be very careful who we give Tzoka to. We can end up giving Tzoka to people who, and we don't get the mitzvah Bechlal. We have to be selective and to make sure that the Anin that we give to are Bnei Torah, Yireyim and Shleimim, people who have anivus and who come to ask in a proper fashion, and through that we'll be zeicha that our money should be given to those aniyim. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that if a person gives a lot of tzedakah, he's zeicha to give tzedakah. I'll read you the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, a person who runs after tzedakah and chesed, he will find tzedakah. Asks the Gemara, mishum the roid tzedakah yimtzah tzedakah. What does it mean? If he's running after tzedakah, of course he'll find tzedakah. Elo lo malach. Kol roid vachat tzedakah. If a person runs after tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzi lo mois, he'll give him enough money to be able to get tzedakah. Reb Nachman Yitzchak says, no, another pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamsi lebnei Adam u'gonim. Hashem will send them proper people, righteous people who are worthy of accepting tzedakah, and thereby through his giving the tzedakah, he will be zeicha to be mekabel aleihem schorei, says the Gemara. That since he has righteous people, he will get the full mitzvah and the full benefit of his tzedakah. So in order for us to be zeicha to get aniyim that are considered the aniyim that are going to give us the schar that we so much deserve when we give the tzedakah, we have to be roid the tzedakah, and through that the Rebbeinu Shloim will send us the money to give the tzedakah and the proper aniyim and the proper bnei Torah that will be able to support these aniyim shleimim, yireim u'shleimim, and get the proper schar that we deserve.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.